Views expressed on the following program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. This is Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned, because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Good morning, good morning. Well, not really. Welcome, everyone. Let me start off the show by saying that welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. And the reason I get to say that is because for some of you, it's morning. For some of you, it's afternoon. And for some of you, my friends over in Italy, it is evening, or so they tell me. Just right about wine time right about now. And if you're drinking that wine, I'm hoping you're drinking some organic stuff. Well, I hope you all are doing fabulously today. Today is an open mic day on the Dr. Pat Show. And we've created the open mic day today for several reasons. One is this is a very, very special day for us in a lot of different ways. And we wanted to share some things with you. The other thing is that we really love you as listeners. And so we like to take time out to have this be about you. And give you an opportunity to call in with comments, with questions. And we've got smorgasbord today of things that are going on. One of the things that I wanted to say is that I live in this place right now at this moment being very, very grateful for so many things. And we started the gratitude theme last week with Thanksgiving. And we're carrying it forward because, you know, being grateful is not about one day of the year. It's just not. It's about being at a place that it becomes second nature to you and who you are. And so there have been a number of things that have happened. And what I want to do today is I want to share some information with you. And for those of you that listen to the show and that know me and my team, you already have this information. One of my team members, Bobby Braden, who has been my prayer partner for over 6 years, and she has been battling with cancer and had pretty much beaten the cancer rap, passed away last week and due to complications that many of us don't really understand or know how to talk about. But today's show is dedicated to her. And it's dedicated to her for a lot of reasons. One, no one that I know, especially in the circles that I travel, could create a bigger, more beautiful vision for life than Bobby. And in the 6+ years that I've known her, and we met at a class where we were both kind of getting our cell endings ground down to get rid of some of the crusty stuff we had. And we met at one of Lynn Jardine's classes, spiritual practice class. And that class was transformative for both of us. That's held at the Center for Spiritual Living. And we said to each other, you know, they're offering this prayer partnership class, but I don't know much about it. I don't know. You want to go check it out and see what it's about? And we said, okay, let's go see what that means to be like a prayer partner. And we went over to the old class, and there we were, and people said, well, how many folks in the class want to be prayer partners? And then we said, all right, we do. What we realized was we were getting ready to embark on a journey that was such a huge commitment and that would manifest so many things in each of our lives and would heal so many things that we did not or could not even conceptualize at the time. And I remember then after we both raised our hands, you know, it's kind of like you sign up for something and you're not really sure what it is. And then you find out what it is. And then it's like, okay, you can't take it back. And so what we discovered was that becoming prayer partners meant that we had a commitment to each other at least once a week to communicate, preferably in person, about what's going on in our lives and what we wanted each other to hold. And what I mean by that, if you've listened to this show, you've heard me ask people, you all that have called in, you've heard me ask you, what can I hold for you today? And what that means is sometimes you get to hold faith. Sometimes you get to hold abundance. Sometimes you get to hold joy. Sometimes you get to hold love. Sometimes you get to hold whatever it is, perfect health, for someone that cannot hold that faith for themselves. And so we began to embark on a journey that, if you do the math on this, where you connect with someone once a week for over 6 years, and when you do that, you meet them from, it's heart to heart, that's what meets, heart to heart, and you begin conversations about life, about what you want your life to be, about what you want your life not to be, and you find out ways to do that. Now, Bobbi Braden, for me, has been an incredible inspiration. She was in charge of operations for the Dr. Pat Show. Our expansion and vision around Dr. Pat, what my team calls Dr. Pat Worldwide, was created from her imagination, a large part of it. And as we move forward into next year, it is our commitment to make sure that every aspect of what Bobbi Braden contributed to is implemented and implemented expansively. And so today's show is dedicated to Bobbi Braden and the joy that she brought to so many people's lives and how she pulled each and every one of us up to a higher level so that we can fulfill our purpose in terms of what we are meant to do. And when we get to this place where we're feeling small, we can call on the power of the universe, and that's what she was magnificent in doing for me. She helped me get through a dissertation process that would have otherwise just stopped me dead in my tracks, helped me beat a timeline that was impossible to beat, helped me stand in front of a proposal committee, who was challenging my very essence, and helped me have the strength and the courage to stand up for myself and who I was. You know, she helped me create crust busting, which was just an idea, but hold the space for that to happen. And the Dr. Pat Show and the huge vision we have, the expansion that we're going through, the infrastructure that we're creating. Everything from rate structures for advertising to agreements for our salespeople. She helped create an incredible infrastructure of 3 salespeople, 1 person to oversee it, and 2 more people waiting to join the team in markets where we're not even in. We have salespeople to go into markets right now where we're not even in. And if that isn't a sign of expansion and spirit in action, I don't know what is. So my job is to say yes to that. Our job is to support this incredible vision, which Bobbi Braden knew was already done, and really take that now to the next level. So today's show, in the spirit of Bobbi, it could only be about expansion and the expansion of the universe. And we're going to be talking about a number of different things today. You're going to hear me talk about new people we're bringing on the show who have incredible vision about healing the planet. You're going to be hearing me talk about some of the people we have now that are coming back. You're going to be hearing me talk about some of the amazing things that are showing up, that we're creating. Work with Sue Neufeld, a 7-week series that we're going to be calling The Opening. Work with the Northwest Mystery School on a series that we're calling The Quickening. Work with Deborah Trashy on Heart Ignited. You're going to hear about all of our sponsors that are gifting you. We've got three-month coaching classes that are going to be gifted by Deborah. Three-month coaching classes by Karen Ramsey for money issues coming out of the gate. We've got Dr. Scott Lynch coming back bigger and better than ever, and a full team of chiropractic folks all over the country supporting our vision and your vision to live the lives you want to live. And in this day, we support and acknowledge the magnificence of the expansion of the universe, because playing small is not what we're about. Playing small is not what Bobby Braden was about. And she's still here. And so this show today is dedicated to her vision, her purpose, and to each and every one of you out there that is asking the question, what is mine to do? What is mine to do today? How can I be more fulfilled in my life? Well, we're going to show you from this point on into next year, we're bringing you people that are going to open your heart, that are going to just enable you to step out so that you can tap into the many, many ways you can contribute, whether that's an employment shift or simply volunteering. Our show is transformative radio that changes people's lives. I come to this show today being heard from coast to coast right now, Seattle to in Tampa, and talking with you about the question, what would you do if you knew you could not fail? What would you do? And the question really reaches beyond that. What are you willing to do and think about as we move into 2007, as we move into this time of fabulous consciousness and expansiveness? And how can the Dr. Pat Show help you in your journey? That's why I do this show. That's why I do this show in the way that I do it. That's why I do this show in the places I do it, and I'm willing to continue to grow, because it's always been about you. It's always been about helping you, the listener, get what you need in life. Bobby Braden knew that, helped create this show the way it is, and has created an expanded vision, including us looking at purchasing two radio stations in different parts of the country. And what I want to say, Bobby Braden, you rock. We'll be right back after this break.
Reclaim your health and well-being. Tune in to the Dr. Pat Show to learn about dynamic energy healing and the amazing ways of reclaiming empowerment. Dynamic energy healing is a universal energy frequency that supports healing on the physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual levels, and is taught by Bente Hansen, author of The New World of Self-Healing. For more information, contact Bente at 253-951-7223. That's 253-951-7223, or visit dynamicenergyhealing.net.
Imagine spending time meeting like-minded people, sharing a scrumptious meal, and uplifting and nurturing your soul with messages by the best speakers and musicians around. Lunch for Your Soul is a delicious, sweet gathering of people committed to living more consciously and bringing joy to their work. Join Lunch for Your Soul the third Thursday of each month. For more information, visit their website, thebroadview.com. That's thebroadview.com.
Why do people travel across the globe to see Dr. Nusheen Darvish at the Holistic Medical Center in Bellevue? Is it her specialization in women's health, allergies, and chronic illness? Is it because she founded a uniquely comprehensive, integrative clinic for cutting-edge, non-invasive, and FDA-approved therapies that improve the health of all patients? Yes, it is. Find out for yourself. 425-451-0404. That's 425-451-0404.
Turk Pipkin joins the Dr. Pat Show, introducing his new documentary, Nobility, combining the insights of 9 distinguished Nobel laureates. This documentary features conversations with these laureates and gives their insight into the world's most pressing problems and possible solutions. Powerfully motivating, Pipkin's journey across the world reveals how one person can change the world, and every person has the opportunity to do so. For more information, please visit NobilityTheMovie.com or call 1-800-424-2593.
Would you like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into the number one radio show to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show is hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, please submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. Again, that's pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in your community and the world.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Durham of The Inquiring Mind. Our experience with Dr. Pat has had a phenomenal impact on the launching of our business. We had more than 22,000 hits on our website in our first month of programming. Anyone wishing to begin or expand their mission in life would greatly benefit from a relationship with Dr. Pat of The Dr. Pat Show. She's absolutely one of the most inspirational people I've ever met.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Back, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. And as I said before, this show is about expansiveness. And I have to tell you, Bobby Braden wouldn't have had it any other way, because she could pop your consciousness and your imagination right out of this universe. And so today we're going to share some thoughts with you. One of them that's very, very important. And my friend Carol Barbeau is joining us for this next segment, because I don't know about you folks. If you don't get her newsletter, then you're going to want to check it out, because basically you're going to get an eyeful of what some of the energy shifts are. Right now, Carol is joining us today because I have been told that this is a very rare event. I'm not sure how rare, but she can tell us. It doesn't happen that often, where Jupiter expands into Sagittarius. And I'm not even sure what that means, and I'm not going to fake it. That's why Carol Barbeau is here. Carol, thank you so much for joining the show today.
Well, thank you for having me.
A lot of changes, but I have to tell you, a feeling of expansiveness is pretty incredible. And I thought I'd bring you on to talk a little bit about this feeling of expansiveness and Jupiter expanding into Sagittarius to begin with for many people. But for those Sagittarians sitting out there, what does it mean specifically?
Well, it happened on Thanksgiving, which isn't that an interesting
thing. Yes, that's right. Yeah.
The sun went into Sagittarius on the 22nd, like it does every year. But then Jupiter, the next day on Thanksgiving, the planet that represents the expansion of consciousness is Jupiter. And when it enters Sagittarius once every 12 years, it's traveling in its own territory. It's the sign that Jupiter likes the best. It's the breath of angels at your back, the feeling that you're going to be lifted higher. You're going to be able to travel more to the heights, become the master of your own universe, but your own truth, because Sagittarius is the sign of truth. It's about our own truth.
Well, Carol, I know that you've joined us before, and we've talked about many, many things. It was interesting to find out that this is a once in 12-year event. And in the bottom of your newsletter, you told us to think about the last several times Jupiter passed through the sign of the Archer, which is Sagittarius. And I think you gave us ranges from December of 94 to January of 96.
Yes.
December of 82 to January of 84, January of 71 to February of 72.
But during those years, Pat, the planet Pluto, which takes 280 years to go in a sign, was not in this sign. So Pluto's about the evolutionary journey of the soul and transformation. So this planet has for the last 8 years been in Sag, and by next December, Jupiter will line up with Pluto And every month we're going to have a 2.5-day window that the moon hooks in with Jupiter. And I'm going to be writing a lot about that because it's going to be a very interesting effect, I believe, to have our emotions in alignment with our truth. You know, how often are we pulled in different directions? So it is the Archer. It is focus. And because Jupiter has not been aligned up with Pluto in this sign for, I think it's something like 746 years, not to be exact or anything. But
I won't hold you to the day, okay? But I get your point.
So it is a big thing. And if you think of fire, which is what Sagittarius is, as is Leo and Aries, and we all have areas in our chart that are fire, it's about our passion. It's about what rings your bell. So people will go for whatever it is that's going to get them the closest to their passion. So I know this show is in honor of someone today, and one of my teachers often told me that when Jupiter crossed her doorway of her first house of self, it would be more for her, and she would leave. And she was in her 80s, and she did leave. So this planet opens doorways in a lot of different directions just so we can be more. So I think it's very important to get a focus on how your life can be more here.
Well, and it's interesting you said that, because that's, you know, what we're doing with the show and Street Smart Spirituality and many things. It's interesting how many people that I've talked to, including myself, that and even though you said this was Thursday, when did this start? When did this movement start?
Well, you know, Pluto went into Sag about 8 years ago, and we began to get this vision that we needed to make our lives more, and we needed to expand consciousness. So
okay.
You'll notice television shows started about angels on the other side, and you noticed a huge shift in the general public's consciousness. So there's things on television now that are very popular shows like Medium that 8 years ago would not have made it. You know, people would have said, what is this crazy science fiction? It's not even science fiction. So the Sagittarians out there, and for everybody, it's in a certain place. Sagittarius is in my values area in my birth chart. But for all of us, there is a fire that has been lit. And in December, the 18th and 19th, the 2 days before the new moon, are kind of a time of setting intention, and the moon is in Sag, and then the 20th at 6 a.m., December 20th, there's a new moon in Sag that Pluto joins in, and Jupiter and the moon, and there's a big party going on in the sky. And that really, I think, I tell everybody this, a lot of us have heard the starting gun already, but that is when I think the universe hears the starting gun, that it's really time to make that first step if you haven't made it already, or climb to the next step if you're already a few steps up.
Well, and that's it. And this is why I wanted to do this show today. I've done two shows today about energy and expansion. I did this one this morning with Stephen Lewis of EMC Square, and about energy and healing. You can heal anything. And today's show, and as you'll see, the shows for this week, we've had a powerful lineup. And, you know, and part of this, Carol, the reason for saying this is I am a believer of energies and aligning. And it's almost like we've kind of bought into this idea of, well, January 1st is a new year, let's start then, and you know, without sort of any rhyme or reason. But I knew that today, in talking with you, I wanted to be clear for folks that are following the energy and the movement of the planets, that when we talk about coming into December 18th and 19th and then the new moon and the 20th, it's okay to start our intentions a little bit early this year.
Absolutely. I began a whole lot of mine on the 18th of this month, the 2 days before that new moon that involved Jupiter in its last gasping breath of Scorpio, because I thought that there's a lot of focus to this time, and the arrow is going to be ready to be shot off. So I think that any time you begin is the right time. Any time that you get a feeling that this is right, that this is definitely the right time for you to do this. So in your birth chart, Pat, it's about a lot about partnerships, and it's about that eighth house, which is intimacy, and it's also Sagittarius to you has to do with some contracts that you've made this lifetime to let other people pass before you, to hold the door for them and honor their space. So it's very appropriate that you would be called to be kind of recognizing and feeling that space within you right now.
Well, and it's really a door opening as well, and I think that's important, and you know, for the show today. And as we look at our lives and we make these decisions in terms of what are we going to do to give back, what is really our purpose here, and we're going to be talking to a number of people today as well that have stepped into my life, Carol. I mean, it's been a very wonderful energy. It's not that it's always been wonderful, but I have to tell you that within the past, I would say 10 days, I want to say, within the past 10 days, what's happening with the show and the people that have come to support us has been explosive, is the only way I know how to talk about it. It has been explosive, and explosive in a good way. You know what I'm saying? It's more like a fireworks kind of explosive, if you get my meaning. And all of us have just been looking at each other and saying, isn't this incredible? Isn't this incredible? As if it wasn't supposed to be like that. I hear you say that it really is time for people, all of us, including those folks that work on my show, to not look at this in awe, but to expect this kind of movement.
Absolutely, because the planet Jupiter just wants more for you. So if you have a mindset that you're not deserving, I've done so much work around deserving with people this week. It's just amazing. It's like, I think that humbleness is highly overrated, because if you don't believe that you can help somebody else, you're not going to help them. If you don't believe you can help yourself first, maybe then you won't reach out to help somebody else. So this planet of belief, which is Jupiter into a fire sign, is like that little engine that could. Yes, I can.
Yeah.
No, I can. Of course, yes. I can. How could you even think I couldn't?
Exactly. Well, Carol Barbeau, thank you so much for joining us today. I want to make sure everyone has your website so that they can find out more about you and get some information about how all of this is really going on and what it means in our lives. Let's give out your website, and if you like, please give out a phone number. And thank you so much for joining us today.
Okay. Thank you for having me, Pat. And my website is www.carolbarbeau, carolbarbeau.com, and my phone number is 206-542-7641.
All right, Carol, thank you. When we come back after this break, you're going to be listening to a conversation that I'm going to have with another woman that's biting off all the expansion of the universe that could provide her, Deborah Aaron. We'll talk about the Blessing Project. We'll be right back.
Suffering about money once and for all. Enter to win free tuition of $135 value to Karen Ramsey's groundbreaking Caring for Your Soul in Matters of Money seminar on Thursday, December 7th from 6 to 9:45 p.m. in Seattle. Transform your relationship to money and transform your life. Email caring@caringmoney.com in 50 words or less why you should be picked to win. Deadline for submission is 5 p.m. on December 1st.
Introducing a fantastic new breakthrough in oral detoxification from Natural Cellular Defense. It safely removes poisons and heavy metal toxins from the body that may be the cause of many chronic illnesses. It's safe enough for a baby. Presented by copioushealth.com. For more information, call 206-423-6596. That's 206-423-6596. copioushealth.com.
New
Spirit Journal is a publication dedicated to informing, inspiring, uplifting, and amusing you, our readers. Within its pages, you will find articles and resources that make you think, feel, question, and sometimes chuckle. New Spirit Journal provides a forum for living, growing, and learning. Our writers and advertisers have something to share with the rest of the community and are as diverse as the community itself. They are regular people just like you. At New Spirit, we see every day as a new adventure. New Spirit Journal is available at 425 locations from Bellingham to Olympia and the East Side. Get your copy today and have yourself an adventure, or visit us on the web at newspiritjournal.com. Again, that's newspiritjournal.com.
Turk Pipkin joins the Dr. Pat Show, introducing his new documentary, Nobility, combining the insights of 9 distinguished Nobel laureates. This documentary features conversations with these laureates and gives their insight into the world's most pressing problems and possible solutions. Powerfully motivating, Pipkin's journey across the world reveals how one person can change the world, and every person has the opportunity to do so. For more information, please visit NobilityTheMovie.com or call 1-800-424-2593.
Are you yearning to live a more fully expressed and joyful life? Do you want to explore and discover what ignites your heart? Heart Ignited is a potent coaching process created by Deborah Tracci, a life and transition coaching pioneer. Tune into the Dr. Pat Show to learn more about this unique process. Go to heartignited.com or call 206-236-6100 to learn more. That's heartignited.com or 206-236-6100.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. This show today is about expansion. It's about expansion of all aspects of who we are, whether that is, you know, expanding the physical healthiness, the vitality we have in our lives, expanding our bank accounts, expanding our consciousness, whatever it is. That's what today's show is dedicated to. And it is also dedicated to a very, very close friend of mine, Bobby Braden, who did make her transition and made it in a way that only she could, with the highest of intention and with the glorious spirit around her. And today we're bringing to you some new ideas, some people that are really talking about expansion, but more than talking, doing what they say. I am really honored to be part of launching something that you're going to hear a lot more about. And it has to do with the vision of an individual. Her name is Deborah Aaron. And a woman who is so touched by some of the, let's call them unjust actions going on in the world, who has created something called the Blessing Project. And this is something you're going to hear a lot more about. But this is what happens when you get a vision and you get a dream and you are pulled towards it. And you say yes, 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 yes all the way. And the Blessing Project is something we're going to share with you a little bit about. But I'm looking at a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful piece that's in front of me. And you'll hear exactly what this is. It's a wonderful message. It's a wonderful blessing. And in the blessing is a beautiful card made of wonderful, colorful tapestry, a magnificent hand-painted, let me just call them a stone for now, and a saying that will captivate you and call you to get off your chair and into action. And the saying is by Hafiz: what we speak becomes the house we live in. What we speak becomes the house we live in. If we speak evil, if we speak, and that's not my word, that's just a word to represent negativity, but if we speak things that harm other people, if we speak things that harm ourselves, then we become that thing. And Deborah knows a lot about that. Deborah, welcome to the show today. I know that this is kind of a sneak preview. I know that there's much that you're putting together right now, but because today is about expansiveness and about a call to action, I thought it it would be wonderful if you would just join us today and tell us a little bit about the Blessing Project, why this is important to you, and what we could look forward to in the weeks to come.
Well, thank you, Pat, for having me on your show. As you were talking earlier about Bobby Braden, I was thinking about one of the quotes that we have on one of our cards, and it is, "A luminous light remains where a beautiful soul has passed." And as you were talking about Bobby, it seems to me that that's exactly the feelings that may be going on for you with how much he touched your life.
Mine and so many people. So many people.
The purpose of the Blessing Project is to open hearts. And when we started looking at how we could make some change in the world and impact women in a positive way, we started looking at the differences between women in this country who may be very materially rich, but spiritually we are so busy we haven't taken the time to nourish our own soul. And then in other parts of the world where women have so little and they have an incredible amount of soul and spirit, but materially they don't have a lot. So part of what this project is looking to do is to connect the energy between those two groups of women. And what we are doing is creating these exquisite pieces of art that have powerful messages. And the way we do that is to connect with women's villages and cooperatives where we can find things that they have been making. Some of the things that we're using right now are beads, very beautiful beads that...
I think they're calling you.
Yeah, it sounds like people are calling.
They're coming out and saying, yeah, we're all for this.
Phones are ringing off the hook.
Well, exactly.
And we're bringing those materials back here to the U.S. and then working with women here locally who are making the cards that are so beautiful. And then we are selling them, using the proceeds from the sales to look at other areas in the world that we can go to and impact more women's villages. I just returned from Kenya where we spent quite a bit of time in two villages, and I was so inspired by what I saw that I decided that I needed to leave my job and work on this project full time. So that's what I'm all about right now.
Well, and you and I have sat down and, you know, we've talked about this. And what you're also, though, creating for people is what you, let me just say it like this. The materials in what I just described as just a beautiful, beautiful card are inspired by what you call the light workers. And so I wanted you to talk a little bit about the light workers, because here is an expansive idea. And this is an expansive idea which folks are going to hear more about, because these products are available for sale and purchase. And, you know, everything about these products are put together with care and with love by people that have really called for a bigger picture in their lives, have called for a different way of life, and are willing to step up and take that action. Would you mind sharing a little bit of that?
Yes, what the light workers are doing is taking these raw materials, the indigenous materials, and making the beautiful, exquisite pieces of art. The cards are three-dimensional, and they are probably doing the most important thing, and that is infusing their own consciousness, their own blessing consciousness, into the cards as they make them. And I have been very honored to be working with a number of women who have stepped forward to do this. The first woman who got involved in the project was a woman by the name of Lou. She's 79 years old and lost everything that she owned in her home in Hurricane Katrina down in New Orleans. She moved to this area to be with her daughter, and she was quite distressed over all she had lost and depressed. And she started working with me on these blessing cards. And over the period of a few months, I have just seen her blossom and grow and have a purpose for living again. And I am very surprised to see how many women are stepping forward who are already very busy in their lives that are saying, I want to be part of this because it's linking me to the larger world. And I've seen changes with lives, changes with families, and in tremendous growth that is coming through the women who have stepped forward to do this. And it has really been a privilege to be involved with them.
Well, you have a magnificent vision as well. I mean, you've even had conversations with best-selling author and amazing individual Meg Wheatley. I mean, everyone that we talk to about the project, you could see everyone's eyes just open real wide. They open real wide. How do you, if you can, make sense of what's happening to you in your life right now?
Well, I think that it can be best described by a very small quote by Rumi, and it is, let your heart be silently drawn by the pull of what you really love. And when I decided to just look around and see what it is I really love that I can move toward rather than what I'm moving away from, it made it very, very easy for this idea to present itself and for me to move forward.
Well, you are truly, Deborah, an inspiration. I want to make sure everyone knows Deborah's name, because you're going to hear a lot more about this. We've got so much planned as the year unfolds for you to be involved in the Blessing Project in many, many ways. Deborah Aaron is holding the vision right now for it. But the expansiveness of this is going to be just like I described earlier. It's when you see these fireworks that get shot up into the sky. And all of a sudden it starts as, you ever see this, Deborah? You know, all of a sudden it starts as, oh, maybe one sort of looked like burst with a few colors, right? And then there's another little burst with another color. And then all of a sudden, there are more exponential bursts of color. And then all of a sudden, there's just the entire sky filled. That's the sense of what we're talking about. And for each and every one of the folks listening and listening to Deborah Aaron and what we're talking about in terms of the Blessing Project, this is something, Deborah, don't you think, that each of us can experience in our hearts?
Well, that's certainly my hope, and I know that I have had so much heart opening and connection with so many people since I have begun this project that I can't even begin to count all the ways that my life has been blessed.
Well, Deborah, what's the best way for people to find out more about you and what you're doing?
They can contact me at 425-830-6496. Or they can write me at Deb Aaron, DebAaron, at Comcast.net.
Well, you're going to be seeing a lot more of Deborah and what she's doing on the Dr. Pat Show as well. Let's take a short break. When we come back, what I'd like to do is invite those of you listening, if you'd like a card pull this next segment, if you'd like for us to hold your expansion, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We'll be right back.
Transform your relationship to money and transform your life. Karen Ramsey is back with her groundbreaking Caring for Your Soul in Matters of Money seminar on Thursday, December 7th from 6 to 9:45 p.m. in Seattle. Go to caringmoney.com to register for the Dr. Pat listener discount of $99. Uncover your money baggage, create a new money message, and discover what your soul is calling you to do. Visit caringmoney.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott Lynch from Crown Hill Chiropractic. Starting Wednesday, November 22nd, we are offering a special promotion for the Dr. Pat listeners where you can go into an office near you and have a complimentary, i.e. free, wellness checkup for your child. Call me at 206-782-8800 or email me at info@crownhillchiropractic.com for an office near you. And once again, that's 206-782-8800 or email me at info@crownhillchiropractic.com.
called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Turk Pipkin joins the Dr. Pat Show, introducing his new documentary, Nobility, combining the insights of 9 distinguished Nobel laureates. This documentary features conversations with these laureates and gives their insight into the world's most pressing problems and possible solutions. Powerfully motivating, Pipkin's journey across the world reveals how one person can change the world, and every person has the opportunity to do so. For more information, please visit NobilityTheMovie.com or call 1-800-424-2593.
Are you ready for the 12-minute Simone Zone miracle? Transform any self-defeating internal images into spectacular masterpieces of happiness and success in only 12 minutes. The Simone Zone is a revolutionary empowerment technique that uses cutting-edge audiovisual technology. Get ready to shift negative energy and change it to positive energy now. Visit thesimonezone.com and try this free technique. That's thesimonezone.com.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Durham of The Inquiring Mind. Our experience with Dr. Pat has had a phenomenal impact on the launching of our business. We had more than 22,000 hits on our website in our first month of programming. Anyone wishing to begin or expand their mission in life would greatly benefit from a relationship with Dr. Pat of The Dr. Pat Show. She's absolutely one of the most inspirational people I've ever met.
Notice anything different? You should. There's no other station like Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Thank you so much for listening to the show. And as you've heard from a few people that are going to be joining the show and part of what we're doing. We have a mission statement on the Dr. Pat Show, and the mission statement is pretty simple. It's creating a change in the vibration on the planet one listener at a time. And that is a vibration change, shift upward. And that's our mission. We create transformative talk radio that changes people's lives. You've said we do that, and we're just decided to step up and own it. I said earlier I'd be willing to pull a card for those of you that want to join in the expansiveness of the universe, and we'll do that and take as many callers as we can in a very short period of time. So we're going to make this quick because we want to make sure you get included today. That number is 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819, and we're going to pull a harmony card for you today. And Benny will see if we can get as many in. But let me just give you a sneak preview of what I was talking about when I talked about today's show and how we are planning to bring you the best programming we can. Let me give you a little example from this week's lineup. I've already mentioned that this morning I've had on my 8 o'clock show a conversation with an Stephen Lewis. And, you know, he is the co-founder of EMC Square, the Energetic Matrix Church of Consciousness. And, you know, he has demonstrated that we can heal anything, and we can heal anything at any point in time, and that's what his mission is. He so believes this that he is helping autistic children all over the world for free. You can participate in the work that he does and how you can tap into the healing aspects that you have inside you. And then tomorrow morning, let me not forget, Monday nights right here, if you choose to listen to 11 11:50 a.m. KKNW. In the evening, 5 o'clock is a drive time. We produce a show with the Interfaith Talk Radio folks, and they will be on the air tonight as well. And so I wanted to make sure that you know about their show, because they are really carving a pathway for enlightenment and raising the consciousness on the planet. I wanted you to know that on Tuesday, we're going to be talking with the Northwest Mystery School people, Teresa Bullard and Verla Wade, and they're going to be sharing what the experience was like. And I also want to mention that they are returning with us, and we're planning a fabulous, fabulous stream of shows that I mentioned earlier. We're calling The Quickening, that will begin in the February timeframe, but they'll be here tomorrow to check in on how the Northwest Mystery School events were, and you'll get to find out a little bit more about what they're doing. And then Wednesday, Bente Hansen, an amazing individual that was on the show, she is on the cover of New Spirit Journal as well, and she will be joining us. And it just keeps getting better and better and better as we look at the lineup. We're talking more about what we're doing with Street Smart Spirituality. That's an hour we have on bbsradio.com. Wednesdays at 6, we're going to be joined by Jane Bernard, and she's going to be talking more about energy healing and the sixth sense. And then Thursday, right here, we have a historic show planned for you. Karen Ramsey will join the show with her, let me say, mentor, Jacob Needleman, in a two financial masters, one powerful interview on Thursday. And so if you've got any money baggage that's jingling around in your head, this is going to be the show that you want to listen to get rid of that baggage. And also, Karen Ramsey has got a fabulous workshop coming up on December 7th, and it's an evening event, and you don't want to miss that. Let's go to the phones. Like I said before, I'm thrilled to pull a card for you joining the expansion, 1-800-930-2819. But Benny, I think you've got someone waiting.
Yes, ma'am, we do. Let's run off to Barbara from Auburn.
Hi, Barbara. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Pat. Barbara Butterfly.
Hey, that's Barbara B.
Yes. Did you get my poem?
I did. Aren't you beautiful? Did you want to share some of that?
Well.
Am I putting you on the spot?
I beg pardon?
Am I putting you on the spot?
Kind of.
Okay. You could always say, no, I'm not ready.
Yeah. It was mainly for you. You were so kind to me. It was my way of sharing back.
Do I have permission to read it at some point?
Yes, you do.
I will do that.
And let me know when you're doing it. I'd love to hear you read it.
Thank you.
It's part of my book. And as of this morning, I've been doing all the cards all over my room and meditating. And I talked to someone on another radio show this morning, and they've invited me to come teach a class on aphrodisiacs.
Mm. Wow.
To me, is like my first step out.
Well, let us know when you're doing that.
Yeah, I've had my own blocked channels. I didn't share with you. I'd lost a son and a mom recently.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I had felt so blocked, and it's one of the reasons I stay tuned to your show. I get so much energy from your show. Right after I'm listening to you, I get up and do all kinds of things.
Oh, I hope you're coming out of the gate shaking your booty a bit, too.
Oh, believe that. Believe that. So many things I've been trying to manifest is something in your voice or your show. And I think that's why so many people enjoy it. I hope you know all the benefits you're sharing with us out here.
I think I'm starting to get a hint of that, Barbara. I really do. I think I am. I'm so appreciative for all of you. You have no idea. And you're going to be blown away by the card I pulled for you, by the way.
Really? What?
You want me to hear it? Want me to read it?
Yes.
Okay, this is Prosperity Law number 4. Should we have a little drum roll on this? This is a card. This is like a drum roll card.
I'm looking for it. Okay, I found it. Sorry, I was looking for it. Here, let me cue it up for her. All right, y'all ready, Barbara?
I'm ready.
All right. Wait, that's the wrong pot. Let's try this one. There we go.
Here you go. There is good in everything that happens to me from now on. there is good in everything that happens to me from now on. You got just like a big ooh from Benny. Did you hear it? He had his mic down.
Wow.
Yep. You ready for this?
Yes.
When you choose to believe that everything always works out for the best, you will turn adversity into opportunity. If you concentrate on the hidden good in tough situations, you'll move through them quickly and receive unexpected blessings.
Wow, I'm writing that down.
Isn't that
wow.
good?
Wow.
Isn't that, you want me to read it again? I love it.
Yeah, one
it's
more
worth,
time.
It is, it's worth reading again. Okay, the card is, there is good in everything that happens to me from now on. When you choose to believe that everything always works out for the best, you will turn adversity into opportunity. If you concentrate on the hidden good in tough situations, you will move through them quickly and receive unexpected blessings.
Wow. You know, and you're reading that. It's what I've been feeling. It's just letting go of fear.
I'll tell you. It's letting go of a whole bucket of crust stuff.
It is. It's a hard thing for some people. Fear gets to be your constant. You're constantly judging yourself. And it just happens. One day you just get up and you snap out of it.
Snap out of it. Exactly.
Yeah.
That's what my father used to say. He used to say in Italian, what's going on with you? Snap out of it. And you know what? Now I understand that we can do that. Thank you, Barbara, for joining the show today and for calling in. Thank you so much for your kind words as well. And I will pick a very special day to read your poem. I so appreciate you and all that you do.
Yes, and blessings and light to Carol.
All right, thank you. And I want to mention, for those of you listening, don't forget, you're not going to want to miss this, Voice America Tomorrow, Denise Lynn. And don't forget, my buds from the Northwest Mystery School. It is continuing to get better and better and better in the programming that we do. We're taking everything that you're talking about, and we're building a platform that you help create. I'm Dr. Pat Basile. This is the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you, Benny. And until tomorrow, make yourselves a great day.
Thank you for joining us today for the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. The Dr. Pat Show can be heard live Monday through Friday at 11 a.m. on KKNW AM 1150 and every Tuesday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. Pacific on VoiceAmerica.com.